Right now, we are going to be talking to Aaron Cam. He's going to be telling us about what you might find if you head to Yagan Square, the Savo. And what you will definitely find is the Rebound WA Para Sport Festival. Aaron is a Rebound WA board member, but possibly more importantly, he's a member of the West Coast Enforcers. I have very recently learned that the West Coast Enforcers is a wheelchair rugby team. So Aaron is going to tell us all about that. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
So, Aaron, what is Rebound WA?
So, Rebound WA are a great organisation that really helps promote and get people active with physical disabilities. So, really what we're looking to do is provide opportunities for people with physical disabilities to seek some opportunities in sport and recreation and really trying to help encourage just people get more active and involved in the community.
So it is a way of, I guess, bringing people together to play different sports for people with different abilities.
Yep.
It's made up of, like, representatives from a range of para sport organisations, right? So there's Archery WA?
Yep. Yes, there's a whole heap of different sports that we partner with to help build and promote sort of what we call adaptive sport, really. So, like I said, Archery WA, there's bowls, basketball, wheelchair AFL, wheelchair rugby, the sport I play, athletics, swimming, just a whole gambit of sports, power chair sports, you name it.
There's like parasailing.
Parasailing, yeah. So that's parasailing, but for people with disabilities. I actually also do that on the weekend as a bit of a side hobby.
Just for something different, so, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So it's really, like I said, it's really about kind of partnering with those organisations to make sure that we're getting them to build and develop those offerings for people with especially physical disabilities, as it's kind of be quite... There can be barriers for people with physical disabilities to getting kind of involved in some sport and rec opportunities. So that's what we're really looking to help build and provide. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Para Sports Festival.
It's kind of about reducing those barriers to participation without taking away the dignity of risk that is involved in, like, any sporting venture, you know, like any kind of activity that gets your heart racing.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, if you think about, an able-bodied person, if you want to go start taking up, go out and get a bit of exercise and, starting to sort of, get involved in some sort of sport, you should go down to, Rebel Sports and pick up, a pair of runners and sort of your shorts and all that. But for people with disabilities, the barriers can be a lot harder. Sometimes you'll need someone, through maybe the NDIS funding to help support them, going to that activity. And also just the cost of the activity itself can be quite high. My rugby chair, for example, costs about 10 grand, where for an able-bodied person to play rugby union, they just need the boots and the kit and they're ready to go. So that's kind of the differences in the barriers, for people with physical disabilities compared to, the people out in the wider community.
How did you become involved in Rebound WA?
Oh, I started when I was about 14. I started off probably even younger than that. It's hard to remember going back that far.
Oh, my God, tell me about it. Stop.
Long time, 33 now, so tell me about it. I started off as a swimmer, so, grew up following a black line at 5 o'clock in the morning in the outdoor pool in the middle of winter. Hit university age and decided this is not really for me anymore. And then I took up wheelchair rugby and Rebound WA and beforehand now called Wheelchair Sports. They've really been a huge assistance along the way in terms of, helping with funding, helping with support, helping organise our wheelchair rugby team. Back in the day, we used to go away for junior nationals for swimming, so helping organise all that. So My sporting career wouldn't have been possible without an organisation like Rebound WA being there to support me along the way.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Aaron Cam. He's a board member on Rebound WA and he's a member of the West Coast Enforcers. Aaron, I did tell you that I don't know anything about sport, and this is true. I'm very sports blind, but I do have these images of people playing wheelchair rugby being very, very violent. Is it a very, is it like people just like smashing into each other with their chairs? Is that what's happening in wheelchair rugby?
It's very much like, look at the movie Mad Max where they put those cars together where they've modified them, reinforced them, and they're smashing those cars together. Well, imagine that's a sport, and that's wheelchair rugby.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I like to call it bumper cars for the ball. And it's nothing like rugby union or rugby league. It's very much a unique sport that was invented by Canadians, specifically for people with quadriplegia or a disability that affects at least three limbs. So that's very much the space that we occupy in part of the whole para sport scene. And it's very much full-on contact on a basketball court, and it's the most fun you could ever have.
Yeah, it sounds like I have a cousin that, like, fixes up old cars and puts big old cages on them and then races them. It sounds a little bit like that, but with balls.
Yeah, so we have a full-time mechanic that's responsible for maintaining our wheelchairs and making sure that they're okay. So
amazing.
That kind of tells you how it works.
And this is happening at Yagan Square this afternoon from 4 to 7. So people can get down and see this, like, Mad Max event happening in front of them at Yagan Square. What other sports are going to be on show or on display, and what can people try?
So what people can try is stuff like wheelchair basketball. Goalball is going to have a bit of a demonstration where people can try it out. Goalball is really cool and interesting. It's a sport for people who are blind. And basically that you have to put on goggles that pretty much gives all the people with visual impairments equal impairment, so completely black. And then they have a goal at each end, and they get given this ball with a bell inside it, and you have to throw the ball down to the other end, and the people down the other end have to throw their bodies in front of it and stop it. It's a Paralympic sport. I went and watched it when I was in Rio 2016, and it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen, because you have to be deadly silent in the stands, and then as soon as someone scores a goal, the whole place erupts, and this is Brazil we're talking about, so you try and tell a whole bunch of Brazilians to stay quiet in a sporting stadium, and then they erupt when the team scores. So, yeah, you can check that out. There's going to be demonstrations of wheelchair basketball and wheelchair AFL by athletes who play those games. So if you want to come down and check out some elite athletes having a crack at it, that'll be going on down at Yagan Square as well.
That sounds hectic. That sounds hectic and so much fun. Aaron, thank you so much for telling us all about this Parasport Festival happening down at Yagan Square this afternoon. It's happening between 4 and 7. You can head on down, check out all the activities and the sports, and they just sounds very, very violent. It sounds very like there's going to be a lot of smashing into people and a lot of fun as well. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
That was Aaron Cam from Rebound WA Parasport Festival here on Artbeat this morning.